I'm not sure the precise verse we got to last week, but we were at the end of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
他不是很确定上个星期停在哪一节经文，你应该是在第一章的最后一节和第二章的开始几节。
And so the question that I ask myself as I study the Bible is what is it that the Lord is teaching us in this particular passage?
我自己问我自己一个问题，当我学习的时候，就是神特别的在这一章里要教导我们什么。
And so the question could be, what is the book of 2 Corinthians all about?
你的问题应该是，这格林多后书所要讲的是什么？
You'll remember that the books of Matthew and Mark and Luke and John are all about the life of the Lord Jesus.
你们大家记得马太福音、马可福音、路加福音、约翰福音，所有都讲的是关于主耶稣的人生。
The book of Acts is all about the activities of the church in the very early days after the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
使徒行传呢，所有的讲的呢，就是在主耶稣从死里复活以后早期教会的所有的一些活动。
There's a sense in which 1 Corinthians is maybe all about some of the problems that can arise in a church and what should be done about them.
在那个格林多前书里讲到的呢，一些场景是所有的在早期教会里会出现的一些问题，而且怎么去解决那些问题。
And I think that maybe 2 Corinthians is all about the subject of what does the preacher, how does the preacher think? How does the preacher work? The servant of God, what is he like? And what should the response of the people of God be to the servant of God?
所以呢，我想呢，格林多后书的主题应该是所有的讲的关于那些传道者他们怎么去思想、怎么去工作，还有神的仆人，大家怎么样去对待神的仆人这样一个问题。
And so as you read through it, you will learn a lot about the Apostle Paul.
如果你读这篇后书呢，你会学到很多关于使徒保罗的事情。
And you will learn how he thinks and why he thinks the way he thinks.
你会学到呢，他怎么样去思考，他为什么想那么去思考。
You will learn what he does and why he does it.
你会学到他为什么做那些，而为什么做到。
Sometimes people see Christians and they say, that person is very, very strange.
有些人呢，常常对基督徒说这个人很奇怪。
I don't really understand them the way I would like to understand them. There's something different about that person.
我不喜欢我去想那个人的方式去想他，因为他做了一些很奇怪的事。And
there's no question there was something very different from the ordinary about the Apostle Paul.
这是非常明显的，在什么事是完全不同的，对于使徒保罗来说。But
in a wonderful way, he is going to explain his own thinking, his own actions in this book as we go through, and we'll be getting great encouragement from them.
他呢，奇妙的是他可以有很多方式去讲他怎么为什么做，为什么这么去想，我们可以从中得到很大的鼓励。His
life is a model for each of us as to how we should think, how we should act as we live the Christian life.
他的是我们的一个榜样，就是说我们这些基督徒应该怎样去想，怎样去过出我们基督徒的生活来。
All right, so we're going to start in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, back in verse 23, just to pick up now the flow of thought and to see how he's reacting.
我们要回到这个格林多后书的第一章的第二十三节，我们要从这里开始，然后我们可以沿着他的那个思路去继续往下来读。
So he says in verse 23, I call God as my witness that it was in order to spare you that I did not return to Corinth.
第二三节说，我呼吁神给我的心做见证，我没有往格林多去，是为要宽容你们。
He had planned to go to Corinth. He told them that he was going to be going back to Corinth.
他计划去格林多，他告诉过他们他要回到格林多去。
But then when he didn't come to Corinth, they said, you're not a very good man. You said you would come. You didn't come. And they blamed him.
所以呢当他没有去格林多的时候，格林多的人呢就说呢，你不是个好人，因为你说你要来你又没来，他们就责怪他。
So he said, no, I'm going to tell you why I didn't come back to Corinth. I didn't come because I wanted to spare you.
他说呢，告诉他们呢，不是这样的，我要告诉你们我为什么没有去你们那里，我不去是为了要宽容你们。
And by that he meant, if I had come back to Corinth, I would have had to discipline you. I would have had to tell you that you were wrong, show you that you were wrong, and we might even have ended up having a bit of a fight. You might have been upset with me.
他说呢，如果我真的去了，我就会要训斥你们，我要告诉你们指出来你们哪里做错了，你们做错了什么，你们应该怎么做，这样的话呢如果我这样做，我们就会有一场争斗和争吵。
Sometimes, a mother or a father will think like that regarding a disobedient child.
有时候呢父母呢他们会有这种方式去对待那些不听话的孩子。
And maybe they'll say, the best time for me to solve this problem is not now. I should maybe do something else. And so instead of stepping in and correcting a situation, sometimes the parent will move back and allow things to develop, and then they can deal with that problem in a different and a better way.
所以呢那些父母通常会说呢，最好的解决这个问题的时候不是现在，我现在如果来不会有好的结果，所以我要等待这个事发展到一定程度，然后我再来告诉你怎么做。
So he stepped back at this point and said, I'm not going back to Corinth. I'm going to let the problem be taken care of. Then I will go back.
所以呢他说呢，我现在不会去你们那里，我要等你们自己把自己的问题解决以后，我再来到你们那里去。
Then he says in verse 24, not that we lord it over your faith, but we work with you for your joy, because it is by faith you stand firm.
然后在24节说，我们并不是辖管你们的信心，乃是帮助你们的快乐，因为你们凭信才站立得住。
So he says, I don't want to act like a boss, but I want you to have joy. I'm working for your joy.And I want you to change by faith rather than by command or instruction that I might give you.
他说呢，我不想做你们的老板，我呢是想要你们有快乐，并不是说要我要强迫你们去改变，你们是要凭着信心改变你们的行为。
So how does the man of God think? Well, here's verse 1 then. So I made up my mind.That I would not make another painful visit to you.
所以属神的人是怎么想的呢？我们翻到第二章，第二章说呢，我自己定了主意，再到你们那里去，必须大家没有忧愁。
He says, "For if I grieve you, who is left to make me glad but you, whom I have grieved?"
第二章第二节说， 倘若我叫你们忧愁，除了我叫那忧愁的人以外，谁能叫我快乐呢？
So he says, if I come back and exercise authority over you and make you very upset, then I will get upset too.
他说如果我来呢，执行呢，我给你们的辖管的权利呢，就会使你们感到忧愁，那我也同样会感到忧愁。
And then he explains in part why he wrote the first letter.
然后他呢解释了一点点为什么他写第一封信。
You'll remember that in 1 Corinthians, one of the things he did was to write to rebuke them for having in their number a man who was not living a godly life.
所以呢你们大家记得在格林多前书里呢他写了一封信，现在这封信就是责备那些里面的一些弟兄没有按照神的方式去生活。
This man had a relationship with a woman who was not his wife, and they all knew about it, he knew about it, and he pretended to continue with them as a Christian.
所以呢，这里呢，有一个男人呢，他和其他的女人有不正当的关系，不是和他妻子的关系。他们呢，每一个人都知道，他也知道，其他的人也知道，但是呢，他们却假装他还是基督徒，和他一起生活。
And so he had to tell them in chapter 5 that they must get rid of that man. They must not have him in their fellowship because he was living an unholy life, and God did not want that.
所以呢他在那里呢训斥他们说他们要把这个男人赶出教会，因为他没有按照神的方式来生活，他不应该他没有过一个圣洁的生活，神是不喜欢这样的人在教会里。
So that's what he did in 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
这就是他在格林多前书第五章所写的。
Now he explains. He said, I wrote as I did so that when I came I should not be distressed by those who ought to make me rejoice. I had confidence in all of you that you would all share my joy.
So you read verse 3 or verse
4? I just read verse 3, yeah.
Okay. 刚刚读到第三节哈，我曾把这些事写给你们，恐怕我到的时候应该叫我快乐的那些人反倒叫我忧愁，我也深信你们众人都以我的快乐为自己的快乐。
So he wrote in order to correct the problem, in order that he would rejoice, they would all rejoice in doing what was right.
他写信呢就是为了去解决他们的问题，然后呢他也可以有喜乐，他们听到的人也有喜乐。
But the next question is, how did he write that letter? He had to correct many problems,including this problem of bad morals. What was going on in his heart when he did it?
但是呢问题是他怎么写的那些信，他写信去纠正他们那些不道德的问题的时候，很多问题包括这个问题的时候呢保罗心里是怎么想的。
He says, for I wrote verse 4, I wrote you out of great distress and anguish of heart,and with many tears, not to grieve you, but to let you know the depth of my love for you.
第四节，我先前心里难过痛苦，多多的流泪，写信给你们，不是叫你们忧愁，乃是叫你们知道我格外的疼爱你们。
Did the Apostle Paul love the Corinthians?
那个使徒保罗，他爱格林多的人吗？
Yes. How much did he love them?
是的，他有多爱他们呢？
Well, he loved them to the point that he was willing to write them a letter that was going to make them very, very sad.
他爱他们爱到一个程度呢，以至于他愿意写一封信让他们感到忧愁。
But he did it with great distress in his own life.
但是呢，他因为写这封信他自己也很忧愁在他的身。
And he did it with tears.
他甚至流着泪在写。
Have you ever seen a man cry?
有没有见过一个男人哭呢？
And many people say it's not manly to cry. Men shouldn't cry.
有些人说呢，男人不应该流泪，男人不应该哭。
But Paul cried a lot. He really did love the Corinthian people and the other Christians.
但是保罗呢，他经常哭，他因为他非常爱那些格林多的基督徒和其他的基督徒。
So sometimes in a family, the children cry.
有时候在家里呢，孩子们会哭。
Sometimes even mommy cries.
有时候甚至妈妈也会哭。
But when daddy cries, you know you got a real problem.
当一个家里的父亲哭的时候，你知道这个问题很严重了。
And Paul was the father here, and he was crying because he loved those Corinthians, and he realized that if the things they were doing wrong were not corrected, there would be much sorrow in many hearts. The problems had to be dealt with, but it was hard for Paul to do it.
所以呢，保罗是他们这里的那个父亲的角色，所以他为什么哭呢？他就是说他们做了很多很多的错误的事，如果他们这些错误的事不得到纠正呢，很多人的心里会得到更大的痛苦。
Sometimes God allows very difficult circumstances in lives.
有时候呢，神允许在人的生命里发生很难很难的事。
Sometimes that's in order that we can see the realities of life.
有时候呢，就是以便让我们看清生活的那个真相。
It's easy to have a happy life, a happy home, a happy family if everything goes well.
如果每件事情呢都很顺利，在一个家里呢就很容易有一个非常快乐的生活和非常快乐的家庭。
But the only time you really prove your love is when things aren't going well.
所以呢，这唯一的证明你爱的方式呢，就是有什么事情不对了。
So when do the children learn most about mommy and daddy?
那什么时候孩子们可以从父母那里学到更多的东西呢？
When things go wrong.
当事情不对的时候。
And very often when things go wrong, the children sort of nudge one another and say, let's watch now. We'll see what's really important to mommy and daddy.
所以呢，通常在事情不对的时候呢，小孩子们就会互相用那个肘互相顶，就是说我们来看看到底父母那里出现了什么问题。
And so these things were wrong in Corinth, and Paul said, I'm going to write you. It's going to be a difficult letter. I'm even going to cry and weep as I write the letter, but I've got to do it. I want you to know I really do love you.
所以保罗在这里说呢，你们这里有很多事情不对，所以我必须要写这封信。尽管我写信的时候呢，我会流泪，我会伤心，但是我要向你们显示我对你们的爱，所以我一定要写这封信给你们。
And then he goes back in verse 5 and begins to deal with the problem of this man who had this other woman in his life.
然后呢，他开始呢，到chapter 5.
Verse
5. 开始第五节呢，他就是来讲这个人他做的什么，做错了什么，为什么要去解决这样的问题。
So he says, if anyone has caused grief, he has not so much grieved me as he has grieved all of you to some extent, not to put it too severely.
第五节说，若有叫人忧愁的，他不但叫我忧愁，也是叫你们众人有几分忧愁。我说几分，恐怕说得太重。
So he's talking here about the one who caused grief, and the grief was caused by the sin.
所以呢，这里呢，他讲到的是一个人呢，他有那些忧愁，他的忧愁呢是由罪引起的。
Sooner or later, sin always causes grief.
迟早这个罪就会引起你的忧伤。
The devil says, you go ahead and sin, it will be fun, you'll be able to get out of this problem, you just go ahead and sin, and everything will be okay.
这个魔鬼说呢，你就尽管去犯罪，因为这个犯罪了以后你有很多快感，那这以后呢，这些问题总会解决的，一切都会变得很好。
But God says no, sin will always cause grief.
神说呢，不是这样的，那个罪永远是会引起你的忧伤。
And then in verse 6 he says, the punishment inflicted on him by the majority is sufficient for him.
第六节说，这样的人受了众人的责罚也就够了。
So here's the man, he had another woman in his life other than his wife, and Paul said, you must separate from that man, you must not treat him like a brother anymore. You separate him, let him go to the devil, and he will be punished by the devil. He'll be in the hands of the devil.
所以这里保罗说呢，这里有一个人，他有了一个除他妻子以外的女人，你们不应该像对待基督徒那样对待他，你们应该给他分开，让他到魔鬼那里去，然后魔鬼会惩罚他的罪过。
So that was pretty hard on this fellow. His friends were in the assembly. They were all his buddies. And then he was put out of the assembly. They couldn't talk to him anymore. They weren't friendly with him anymore. He was all alone and he was broken hearted.
所以呢，对这个人来说呢，这件事还是很难的。他的所有的朋友呢，他的那些好朋友、近朋友都在教会里，然后如果他们把他赶出教会去了呢，他就一个人会很孤独，他就会心碎。
Punishment against an evil work is a good thing.
所以呢，对那些罪恶的行为惩罚是一件好的事。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, we read this word, this verse.
在那个传道书里，我们可以读到这样一节经文。
It says, because punishment against an evil work is not executed speedily, the hearts of the sons of man is fully set in them to do evil.
Which word?
Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 8, I guess. While Roy is looking it up,I'm going to explain it to you. And the explanation is very simple. If you don't have punishment for something that's bad, you'll probably carry on and do it again.
他这现在在那找这句经文，就是说，如果你不去惩罚那种罪恶的行径的话，他会再次犯罪。
It's chapter 8 and verse 11.
Okay, 他说是传道书的第八章的第十一节，我跟大家把他刚才讲的那个读一下哈。第十一节是这样的，因为断定罪名不立刻施行，所以世人满心作恶。
So that's what we do with little children. When they do something wrong, we punish them right away. We say, no, you shouldn't do that. And if we punish them right away, they'll stop doing it.
所以呢，这就是我们对孩子这样的。如果他做的什么事不对呢，我们马上惩罚他。当他做错的时候，马上惩罚他。如果你不立即惩罚他，他会继续干这种坏事。
But the Bible says if they're not corrected, why then instead of getting rid of that sin, they'll perfect the sin and it'll get worse.
所以呢，圣经说呢，如果你不立即去惩罚他们呢，他们会继续的。去做那些事儿，那些事儿坏事就会变得越来越糟。
And so the principle is spare the rod and you'll spoil the child.
所以呢，这个规律呢，就是说呢，如果你不用棍棒教训孩子，你就宠坏了孩子。
It is good to be corrected when you do something wrong because you'll learn quickly that it's wrong and you'll stop doing it.
所以呢，如果你做错的什么事马上被纠正的话是一件好事，因为你知道做错了你就会停止再去做。
But if you delay correction, the problem gets worse and it's harder to effect a cure.
所以如果你不马上纠正的话呢，事情呢 就会变得越来越糟，你就很难再去解决这个问题了。
So what happened here was that the man had to be put out of fellowship. He had to be treated as a publican and as a sinner. Even regarding his, by his friends in the church, it was not pleasant.
所以在这里呢，这个纠正的方式呢，就是把这个人赶出会众，赶出教会，对待他就像对待税吏和其他的那些人一样的，对他来说不是一件很容易的事儿。
The consequence was that he broke off the relationship with that woman. He repented, and because of that, he was allowed to come back to the fellowship of the saints.
所以呢，结果呢是呢，那个人呢，他断绝了和那个妇女的不正当的那种男女关系，然后悔改了，然后他就被允许重新回到教会和圣徒有那团契。
So now 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 6 and 7, he says the punishment that you inflicted on that man by the majority, that was sufficient for him. Now, instead, you ought to forgive and comfort him so that he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow.
第六节和第七节说，这样的人受了众人的责罚也就够了。倒不如赦免他，安慰他，免得他忧愁太过，甚至沉沦了。
So that's very often what mommy does when she's correcting a child, isn't it?
这就是经常一个母亲来纠正孩子的时候所做的事儿，是不是？
She has to tell the child he's wrong.
她必须告诉孩子他做错了。
And then she may have to inflict some sort of a punishment.
所以她然后呢，他必须要给他一点点惩罚。
And then after that, she tells the child that she loves him.
然后这些所有过了以后，他跟孩子说我爱你。
And she reaches out in comfort to him.
然后呢，来安慰他。
And everything's back to normal by the grace of God.
然后藉着神的恩典，一切都回归正常。
That's the way it is with the Christian. When you and I sin, we confess it before the Lord.
这就是我们基督徒应该做的。当我们犯了罪以后，我们在神面前承认。
And then after that, the Lord says, "All right, Harold, you did sin. That was wrong, but I still love you." And He confirms His love to me, and I say, "Thank you, Lord."
然后呢，主就说呢 ，Harold， 你确实是做错了，你这样不对啊，但是我仍然爱你。然后呢，我会宽恕你。当 Harold 承认错误的时候，我就说 Thank you， 感谢主。
Therefore, verse 8 says, "I urge you, therefore, to reaffirm your love for him."
第八节说，所以我劝你们要向他显出坚定不移的爱心来。
You had to put him away, but you go back now and you encourage him by telling him that you do love him.
所以呢，你必须把这个放在一边，你要去鼓励他，怎么鼓励他来说你仍然爱他。
Now he explains himself again. He says, "The reason I wrote you was to see if you would stand the test and be obedient in everything."
然后那个保罗再次自己向他们解释说，为此我先借也许献给你们，要试验你们，看你们凡事顺从不顺从。
So why did this problem come in this particular church?
为什么这些问题会出现在这样一个特别的教会里呢？
Well, it was allowed because Paul wanted to see whether or not the Christians would be obedient to God in the problem.
所以呢，这个是被允许的，是因为保罗想要知道当这些问题出现的时候呢，他们这些人顺不顺服神。
It wasn't just whether this man would pass the test, but it was whether the Christians in the assembly would do what is right regarding the sin in the life of the man they love.
所以呢，这里呢，不光是说要让这个犯罪的人通过这个试炼，也是要测试这些在这个教会的基督徒，当他们爱的一个人犯罪的时候，他们怎么做。
And so verse 10 says, if you forgive anyone, I also forgive him. And what I have forgiven, if there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake.
然后第十句说，你们赦免谁，我也赦免谁。我若有所赦免的，是在基督面前为你们赦免的。
So there was a big problem, and action had to be taken, and the man was guilty. But Paul says, I'm prepared to forgive him. You forgive him. God has forgiven him. If he's repented and he's changed, then we will all forgive him.
所以呢，这个保罗就说，那问题已经出现了，必须要采取行动了啊！你们要啊，我要赦免他，你们也要赦免他，所有的人都要赦免他，神也会赦免他，所以我们大家都赦免他。
And then an interesting principle in verse 11, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his scheme.
接下来呢就是第十一节，免得撒旦趁着机会胜过我们，因为我们并非不晓得他的诡计。
All right, so let me give you another illustration of the problem here.
那我让我来给大家举另外一个例子关于这个问题。
Sometimes somebody does something that's wrong. Somebody sins.
有时候呢，有些人呢做错了事儿，他犯了罪。
Let's assume it's a little boy in a family and he does something that's very wrong.
我们来假设是一个小男孩在家里做了一个非常错误的事儿。
And mommy says, I think this is the way we should handle this problem.
那妈妈说呢，我认为这是我们应该来解决这个问题的方式。
And daddy says, no, I don't think we should do that. I think we should do this.
那然后父亲说呢，我不是的，我不认为应该那么做，我认为应该这么做。
And mommy says, no, daddy, you're very, very wrong. I think we should do this.
然后那个妈妈说呢，爸爸，不对，你非常非常错，我认为我要按照我们的方式做。
And daddy says, I think you're usually wrong, and you're wrong again now. So we'll do this.
然后那个父亲呢，就对母亲说呢，我认为你通常都是你错了，所以你可能会再次错，所以还是按照我说的做。
And mommy says, actually, it's always your fault, daddy. And if you hadn't done it, he never would have done anything wrong.
因为那个妈妈就说呢，我认为你从来就没有对过，从来都是你的错。如果你不再做错的事，你的儿子也不会那么做。
And mommy and daddy are fighting.
然后呢，爸爸妈妈打起来了。
And Johnny's sitting over in the corner not knowing what's happening. He may even go out for a sandwich.
所以呢，那个 Johnny 就坐在一个角落里，他不知道发生了什么，他甚至连出去吃一个三明治的机会都没有。
And what's the devil doing?
这个时候那个魔鬼做什么呢？
He's sitting in the corner laughing.
他在角落里嘲笑。
Okay, and here's mommy and daddy fighting.
这个妈妈和爸爸在争斗打仗。
And it's all somebody else's fault.
永远是其他人的错。
And here was this man who was living an immoral life with somebody else's wife, somebody who wasn't his wife. He was the sinner, and Paul said, do this, and they said, no, Paul, you're wrong. And Paul said, yes, I'm right. AndPaul and the Corinthians were fighting over this particular man. He was the one who was wrong.
所以呢，实际上呢，这个时候呢，这个人呢，他犯了一个不道德的错误。他和一个不是他妻子的女人生活在一起。然后呢，保罗说你们做错了，应该按这个方式去解决。然后格林多的人说呢，不对，这个东西是我们对的，你错了。所以呢，他们在开始争吵，然后那个魔鬼就在旁边嘲笑。
Does that ever happen in the real world?
这个在真实的世界里发生过吗？
Yeah.
对。
There was a man whose name was George Floyd.
这里呢有一个人，他叫 George 弗洛伊德。
And he was very wrong. He lived a wicked life.
他这个人呢做了很多错事，他生活在一个罪恶的生活里。
And when he was captured, he was killed.
当他被抓捕的时候呢，他死了。
The whole world is fighting over what should have been done about him.
然后整个世界就打起来了，就是说他们真正的焦点呢是怎么样对他。
And it's true, he shouldn't have been killed.
当然，事实是他不应该被杀掉。
But the whole world is fighting one another.And they're fighting one another because one man was a sinner. If he had never been there that night, if he hadn't been sinning, he wouldn't have been arrested and then things wouldn't have happened. The problem was the man himself and then the reaction to it was also wrong.
整个世界呢，为了这个人吵起来了，打起来了，为了这么一个罪人。如果那个人他不在那里，他当天不在那里做那件事，他就不会被抓捕，不会被抓捕，他就不会死，被杀死。然后呢，整个世界呢，都为他这件事来争吵，其实是不对的。
So verse 11 again says, Satan could outwit us. We must not be unaware of his schemes. This is what he wants to do. He wants to get people fighting.About a problem that wasn't even theirs.
现在这就是说的撒旦甚至机会胜我，因为我们并不晓得他的诡计。那个撒旦的魔鬼呢，他是想让世界上有一个其实根本就不存在的问题，让我们大家打起来。
Now that can happen in a family.
这个可能发生在一个家里。
And that can happen in the world.
也可能发生在整个世界。
But it can happen in a Christian assembly too, and Christians can start getting into this same problem.
所以同样也会在基督徒之间发生，因为基督徒也会面临同样的问题。
So we've got to be together in times of great success, but we've also got to be together in times of sin and problem. That's a test from the Lord too.
我们要在成功的时候呢，我们要团结在一起。同样在我们面临重大的问题和难处的时候呢，我们更应该团结在一起。
So, if there is a problem that you know of, you be very cautious to blame your brothers or your sisters for dealing with it in a way that you wouldn't have dealt with it. You pray for the person who did the wrong and be sympathetic.With others who are trying to solve the problem.
如果有一个问题在你的弟兄姊妹之间发生的时候，你要非常小心的去，不要去责备他们，因为你不要去指责他们说你应该这么做，那么做，你应该去祷告，让他们按照神的方式去解决这样一个问题。
All right, now Paul's going to carry on and explain himself more.
然后呢，保罗会继续，然后继续解释他自己。
He's talking about the question now, whether or not he should have, come to them out of Macedonia like he said he was going to. He didn't come. Instead, verse 12 says, when I went to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ and found that the Lord had opened a door for me,I still had no peace of mind because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I said goodbye to them and went on to Macedonia.
然后第十二节第十三节呢，他保罗继续解释为什么他说了要到他们那去，然后从马其顿回来要到他们那去，你没有去。第十二节说，我从前为基督的福音来到特罗亚，主也给我开了门，那是因为没有遇见兄弟提多，我心里便辞别那里的人，往马其顿去了。
So he said, I didn't follow my original plan. When I went to Troas, I found that the Lord had opened this door for me, but I didn't find Titus there.
因为他说我并没有按照我的原计划去做一些事情，但是我当我到那里时候呢，我没有看见我的兄弟提多在那里。
Why was he looking for Titus?
什么在找提多呢?
And the answer we'll find later is that Titus was going to tell him about the Corinthians.
所以呢，后面我们会找到答案，因为提多会告诉他有些关于格林多教会的事儿。
Now in those days they didn't have telephone and they didn't have internet.
在那个时代呢，他们没有电话，也没有网。
And Paul wanted to know how the Corinthians were doing.
保罗想知道格林多人在干什么。
And Titus had paid them a visit recently. He knew how they were doing. And so Paul said, I'm going to find Titus, and Titus can tell me about all those lovely Christians in the Corinthian assembly.
所以呢，提多呢，他到格林多教会去过。所以保罗说呢，我要找他提多，让他来告诉我们那些可爱的格林多的基督徒在干什么。
Okay, and so he gets to Troas, and everything is wonderful, but he still can't find Titus, and so he leaves.
所以呢，他到那里去了以后呢，他仍然没有找到，尽管神很多事情都很好，但是他仍然没有找到提多，所以他决定离开那里。
But he's going to tell us a little more now about how a man of God works, how the Spirit of God works in lives. Verse 14. But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him.
所以第十四节里呢，他要继续告诉我们一个怎样一个属神的人和神的圣灵是怎样工作的。第十四节上说，感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并急着我们在各处显扬那因为认识基督而有的香气。
All right, is that good?
这个好吗？
That looks like a pretty good verse to me.
这个呢，对我来说是一个非常美妙的经文。
It says God always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ.
那这里说呢，神常率领我们在基督里夸胜。
And that actually is a military illustration.
这里实际上呢，是一个军队里的一个例子。
If you were a Roman general and you went to fight some bad people somewhere, to conquer some people who were not obeying the law, what you would do is you would go and fight them, and then you would bring them as prisoners back to the capital.
所以呢，如果你是一个罗马的将军，你去和一些不遵守法律的坏人作战的时候，你要做什么呢？你去战胜他们，然后把他们抓回来，带回到罗马首都去。
And if in fact that you if you were a successful general, you'd come back in great glory. You'd come down the main street of Rome. The trumpets would be blowing. The flags would be blowing. The people would be cheering. And you'd come down with the victory in your hands. And behind you would be the slaves or the disobedient, the rebels who were going to prison, they would be behind you.
所以呢，如果你是一个非常成功的将军，你回来的时候呢，你就会走在罗马的大道上，那个号角会吹响，两边的人呢拿着小旗欢迎你。你呢走在那里呢，你后面跟着的是谁呢？你跟着是那些被你战胜的扎来的那些奴隶，或者是那些不顺服的人。
We sometimes do that, almost do that in our world today when a sports team wins the championship.
我们今天呢，有时候也会那么做，是因为有些运动队他们赢了，得了冠军以后，我们同样也会那么做。
And I think it was a year ago, wasn't it, when Toronto won the national or the international basketball league. I don't even know what they're called. They won the basketball title.
所以呢，我认为呢，我想是在一年之前，在多伦多那个篮球队，他们 赢得了那个国际的或者是 国之间的或者国内的，他不知道到底是个什么比赛，他们赢得了冠军。
So they had this great big parade in Toronto.
所以他们在多伦多有一个很好盛大的游行。
Now, I've never wanted to play basketball, but I think I wouldn't have mind being part of that parade.
所以呢，我从来没有去打过篮球，但是我并不介意在那个游行队伍里。
And all the people waving at you, and you'd wave back, hello, hello, yes, I'm a big guy. It'd be kind of nice.
所以呢，每个人呢都朝你挥手，然后你也可以挥手，挥个弯去，说 hello, hello, 你有。成了一个很伟大的人。
Now it's kind of nice to win a basketball championship, but it'd be far better to win a war, wouldn't it?
所以呢，相对于一个赢得了一个篮球比赛的冠军来说，赢得了一场战争，你会得到更大的荣耀。
And I just got to give you another illustration. But many years ago, I was in England.
我再给大家举一个例子，很多年前我在英国。
And I had a business appointment in a company.
我跟一个公司有一个生意上的约会。
And the company said, we will come to your hotel, and we will pick you up, and you can drive to our plant. Our chauffeur will pick you up and drive you.
所以呢，他说呢，我们会到你的酒店去接你，然后呢带你去参观我们的工厂，我们的司机呢会来把你带到那里去。
And I thought, well, that's even better than taking a taxi.
我想呢，这个比坐出租车可好多了。
And when they came to pick me up, they had a chauffeur all dressed up in his finest array.
所以呢当他们来接他的时候呢，他们那些接待他的人呢都穿得非常正式。
And they picked me up in a Rolls Royce.
他们呢用了一个劳斯莱斯来接他。
And I sat in the Rolls Royce just like I would have sat if I were the Queen.
所以呢他坐进那个劳斯莱斯的时候呢，他感觉他就像女王一样坐进去了。
And then we started slowly riding down the street, and I looked out the window, and I could see some people looking at me.
然后他们的车呢，慢慢的在街上开的时候呢，他从窗户里面看出去，看见很多人在看他。
And so I thought, well, what would the queen do?
我就想，如果这种情况，女王会怎么做呢？
And so I felt like going,and smiling and waving at the people.
然后我就呢慢慢的挥手，然后带着微笑。
Okay, and then I said, Harold, sit down, relax. Okay, you're just going to a business appointment.
然后呢，我就跟自己说 ，Harold， 你放松，然后坐下来，你只不过是参加一个生意的约会。
What's that got to do with what we're studying in the Bible?
所以呢，这个跟我们学习圣经有什么关系呢？
Verse 14 says, thanks to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him.
所以第十四节说，感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并藉着我们在各处显扬那因为认识基督而有的香气。
Paul says, everywhere I go is like a triumphal procession.
所以呢，保罗在这里说呢，不管我去哪里，我就像是一个得胜的那种方式。
He says, I'm just like a victorious general.
我就像一个常胜将军。
He says, I'm just like a champion basketball team.
我就像是在一个得到冠军的篮球队里的队员。
He says, I'm just like the queen.
然后我就跟女王是一样的。
Okay, why did that happen?
为什么这些会发生呢？
Paul said, I am the servant of Jesus Christ, and wherever I go and whatever I do, Jesus will give me the victory.
所以呢，保罗是说呢，我是耶稣基督的仆人，不管我到哪里去，我什么时候走，神基督永远给我是一个得胜的人。
Okay, can you get that into your head from Paul's perspective?
所以你从保罗的观点去看，你能得到那个点吗？
God was so good to Paul that it didn't matter whether he was in Macedonia or in Troas or in Corinth, wherever he went, God was with him and he had victory.
所以保罗呢，神是如此的爱保罗，不管他在马其顿还是在格内多还是在其他的地方，神永远和他在一起，神永远让他得胜。
Okay. Now what about you?
那你怎么办？
What about me?
我怎么办？
Do you ever tell people about the Lord Jesus?
你有没有告诉过别人主耶稣？
You say yes.
有是。
Do you always see marvelous results?
你永远有那种奇妙的结果吗？
No.
没有。
But do you always have triumphal, what's the word? I can't think of how to say it. Do you always have a triumphal procession? And the answer is yes.
所以呢，你永远有得胜的那个进程吗？他不知道怎么说，但是你是有那样的一个得胜的那种感觉吗？他说是的。
Okay, when you do the work of God, you go along doing the work of God, who's going to be cheering for you?
所以当你做神的工的时候，你跟着神做工的时候，谁会为你欢呼呢？
The angels.
天使。
The angels are going to be nudging one another and say, see what she's doing? See her? And they will be leading and cheering in your triumphal procession.
所以呢，天使呢，他们会互相击肘，说呢，你看他在干什么，你看他在做什么，他们永远认为你是一个得胜的一个方式在进行。
And Paul says, that's always happening to me.
使徒保罗说呢，这永远都是发生在我身上。
He says, doesn't matter where I go, I'm going to be preaching the same message.
不管我去哪里，我是传的是同样的道。
Whether it's in Corinth or Troas or Macedonia, it's all the same. Everywhere I go, I preach the same message.
不管在马其顿呢，还是出埃及，还是格林多呢，我传的是同样的道。
Everywhere I go, God gives the victory. I might not see it. But God gives victory everywhere I go.
你不管我去哪里，神永远让我得胜。尽管有时候我看不到那个胜利，但是我永远是得胜的。
And God sends the triumphal procession and the angels shout hallelujah.
所以呢，神给你一个得胜的结果，然后天使们会说哈利路亚。
Sometimes the other Christians see it. They shout hallelujah.
然后有时候呢，其他的基督徒看见了你做的事呢，他们也大叫着哈利路亚。
God always sees it and he records it.
神呢，永远会看到你做的，也会把它记录下来。
Okay, and I'm just going to change the subject briefly for personal application. But I got an email from Sharon, and Sharon's email showed me some pictures, okay? And they're wonderful pictures of the work that God is doing.
所以呢，我现在呢要稍微把这个话题转一下，简单的转到一个关于应用到个人的身上去的。那个叫 Sharon 的送呢，给他发了一封 email 里有一个图片。
Okay, and Paul basically says, not only am I going in triumphal procession, but God is recording it. He's got a a record kept of it. It's all for his glory.
保罗说呢，我不光是得到了那种得胜的那个过程，神永远同样把它记录下来了。神把它记录，神也看见，把记录下来是为了神的荣耀。
And I could say, well, I'm very discouraged.
我可以说呢，我非常的灰心。
Life is very hard, and I don't always see results.
那个生活很艰难，我从来看不到结果。
Paul says, don't be discouraged.
保罗说不要灰心。
If you're doing the work of God, look back again at verse 14. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ.
所以呢，如果呢，你在做神的工，你回头来看这个第十四节，使徒保罗说呢，他永远是在神里面得胜的。
Was that true?
这是真的吗？
Yes. Did Paul believe it?
就是保罗相信他吗？
Yes.
当然。
Do you believe it?
你相信吗？
If you're trusting the Lord Jesus, if you're living the kind of life that you should live, if you're got your mouth open for Jesus, he will lead you in that same triumphal procession.
所以呢，如果你是在做神的工，你生活在一个基督徒的人生里，你生活为主生活，主保罗说你神永远能带领你做一个夸胜的。
Now one of the reasons why Paul was such an outstanding man is that he believed that.
为什么保罗是这么一个出色的人呢？因为是他相信这些经文。
And in difficult days he lived it.
然后在他艰难的困难的时候他把它活出来了。
And the question then is, how does it work?
问题是这怎么样，是这个怎么样去做呢？
So verse 14 again.
第十四节再一次来到这里。
Through us, Jesus Christ spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him.
因为藉着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
Did you know that the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ is just like perfume?
你知道吗？那个关于我们主耶稣的知识就像是那个馨香。
That's wonderful. Ladies usually like perfume, I found.
所以呢，这是非常美妙的。我发现啊，那个妇女们通常喜欢用香水。
And wherever they go, they like to take a little perfume along.
所以呢，不管他们去哪里，他们都会带一点香水。
Do you want to take perfume where you go?
你想带香水，你去，不管去哪里，你愿意带香水吗？
You just keep on spreading the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
你就一直一直关于我们主耶稣的知识喷到你身上。
It's perfume for a sin-cursed world.
它呢，这是一个香水，对于这个被诅咒的罪恶的世界而言。
You say, well, who's going to smell the perfume?
你就说呢，谁会闻到这个香气了？
And the answer is everyone who's around.
所以呢，答案是在你周围所有的人都可以闻到这个香气。
And especially Jesus smells the perfume.
特别呢，主耶稣他会闻到这个香气。
All right, verse 15.
第十五节。
For we are to God the aroma, the perfume of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing.
因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。
So wherever you go, you simply take the knowledge of Christ, and to those who know and love the Lord Jesus, it smells wonderful.
无论你去哪里，你把神的知识，关于主耶稣基督的知识带着，然后那些爱主周围的那些人，他们说这个味道太美妙了。
And to those whose hearts are hungry and thirsty, and they are being saved. Not saved yet, but they're in the process of being saved. It will smell wonderful to them.
那些没有得救的人，他们正在得救的，正在啊，就心里对主有饥渴慕义的那些人来说呢，对他们来说也是一个美妙的香气。
But it's also a most important fragrance or smell for those who are perishing.
所以同样呢，对那些灭亡的人来说，也是一个非常美的香气。
To verse 16, to the one we are the smell of death, and to the other the fragrance of life. And who is equal to such a task?
第十六节说，在这的人就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那的人就做了活的香气，叫他活。这是谁能当得起呢？
So you tell people about the Lord Jesus, and to those who are being saved, you tell them and they say, oh, this is wonderful. It smells so great. And by the grace of God, the Lord Jesus Christ reaches out and he saves them.
所以呢，你对那些已经得救的人传讲主耶稣的话，他们说，哎呀，这个太好了，这个太美妙了，这个气味太美妙了。藉着神的恩典，他们是藉着这个香气得救的。
But to those who don't want it, they say that you will be the smell of death. It's the same smell, but it smells wonderful to those who know the Lord and want to know the Lord. Smells terrible to those who want to reject the Lord.
对于那些拒绝主耶稣的人来说呢，他们是闻到了死亡的味道。但是同样的一个味道对那些得救的人来说呢，闻起来非常美妙。对那些拒绝主耶稣都没得救的人来说呢，闻起来那就是一个非常可怕的气味，那就是死亡。
And who is equal to such a task?
是谁跟这样的任务是同等的呢？
Would you rather be like the Apostle Paul riding in his triumphal procession?Or would you rather be like a basketball player?
所以呢，这两个你愿意成为像保罗、使徒保罗那样在基督里夸胜的那个人，还是愿意在赢了冠军的那个篮球队里呢？
Paul would say, "Excuse me, but I don't have time to worry about basketball."
所以那个保罗说：“不好意思，我现在没有时间去关心那个篮球的事儿。”
I've got a far more important task than that. I'm the fragrance of life to life or the fragrance of death to death. That's what I'm involved in. That's far more important than a Roman general.
所以呢，保罗说呢，我有更重要的任务要去做。我就是那个闻着香气死的人来说是他们的香气。对于那些闻着香气活的人来说，我也是他们的香气。我这个。我有更重要的任务，比一个罗马将军来说，我的任务比他更重要。
He says, verse 17, unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit.
那第十七节说呢，我们不像许多人为利混乱神的道。
We're not in this for the money.
我们在这里不是为了钱。
We're not in this for the glory.
我们在这里也不是为了荣耀。
He says, on the contrary, in Christ, we speak before God with sincerity, like man sent from God.
相反的呢，就是说乃是由于诚实，由于神，在神面前凭着基督讲道。
Okay, I rode down the street in the Rolls Royce, and I was waving. No, I wasn't. I thought about waving to the people. Did I have an important job?
因为当我坐在那个劳斯莱斯里面的时候呢，我是在想着要和大家挥手，但是我还有比这更要的重要的工作要去做吗
？Not really. I was going there to see if we could sell them some product, but before we could sell the product to them, we had to take it off the market because it was too expensive.
因为我到那里去呢，我是去。 跟他们想卖点东西给那一家公司。那个公司我要卖的东西是什么呢？那公司那个东西太贵了，我们准备把它从市场上下架的东西卖给他们。
Turned out to be a completely, absolutely, and total waste of time.
这个完全是一个完完全全彻底的浪费时间。
It was fun, and I got to see the people and pretend that I was the queen for 15 minutes, but didn't do anybody any good.
因为这个是很有趣的，我假装我是女王，坐在车里15分钟，但是呢，对任何人没有任何好处。
Paul says, when I travel, I am a man sent from God.
保罗说呢，当我旅行的时候，我是那个从神来的人。
So, that's the end of chapter 2, but it tells us a lot about the character of this man, Paul. It tells us how he thinks. It tells us what motivates him from the heart. It talks about the reality of the work that he was in. He was telling people about the risen Lord Jesus Christ, who could save from death, take him to heaven forever. What a marvelous message he had, and he let that message compel him in everything he did.
这就是那个讲到的这一节讲到的这一章讲的是保罗的一些品性，保罗怎么去思考，他怎么样去做神的工，他怎么样去把那些所有的事儿都告诉那些人。
Any questions now or comments on what we've covered thus far? Does it all make sense to you?
所以呢，那个到目前为止，大家有任何问题吗？这些听起来对你们来说是不是有道理呢？
我可以提问题吗？
是。
Go ahead.
Yeah, Harold. 我们经常说我们不可以论断别人。那是不是这里面又提到了，前刚才又提到了我们需要去原谅别人。那就原谅是不是也是一种论断？就说去赦免和原谅是不是也是一种论断？我们如果没有权利去论断别人，那么我们有权利去赦免别人吗？
So, her question is, we often talk about that, don't judge others, but in here, that mentioned that we forgive someone. So, her question is that forgive is also is a kind of a judgment, and if we cannot judge others,Why can forgive others?
Well, we can only judge or forgive on the basis of what God does and how he judges or forgives.
那我们呢，只能呢，从神那里，从神的基础上来去论断和饶恕别人。
So in this situation, there was a man who had been living with, I'm not sure who it was, his father's wife or something like that. It was a very wicked relationship.
所以呢，我不知道在这里这个人呢，他是有一个非常邪恶的关系，他不知道他和一起生活的那个女人是谁，也许是他父亲的妻子。所以这些事情呢，这个人是生活在一个非常非常邪恶的事。
So the question is, was that good or bad?
所以问题是呢，他的这个行为是好的还是坏的？
And the answer is, it's obviously very bad, because there are many verses in the Bible that talk about that as being a very wicked sin worthy of death.
所以呢，这个事情呢，在这里他的行为很明显是错误的，因为我们在圣经里读到很多很多关于这样一个不道德关系的这个结果，他们是应该是去死的。
So the question is, should Paul have judged that man at that point?
所以呢问题是呢保罗应不应该在这一点上去论断那个人呢
And the answer is of course because God had already judged him. He simply said, I stand with God on that issue.
答案当然是肯定的呢因为那个神已经论断了定罪了这样的一个人然后保罗说呢我只不过很简单的我站在神这一边
So it wasn't Paul who was judging him it was God who had already judged him and Paul was simply saying I agree with God
所以呢这个方面呢并不是说保罗论断了他是神已经定了那个人的罪保罗只是简单的说我同意神所做的
Now, when the man repented of his sin and acknowledged that he was wrong and broke off the relationship, we don't know all the details. All we know is that he repented of his sin.
当那个人呢他其实意识到他犯了罪以后他悔改了他和那个妇女断绝了关系以后呢我们不知道他到底怎么做的但是呢他实际上他已经悔改了
And so the question is should Paul forgive that man?
所以呢问题是呢在这种情况下保罗要饶恕他吗
And the answer is yes because God had already forgiven him
所以答案当然是肯定的因为神已经饶恕了他
So in his forgiveness he wasn't making the judgment He was simply saying, I'm standing with God in the forgiveness.
实际上呢在他的那个饶恕那个人的方面他并不是说保罗去论断他保罗说我只是简单的站在神这一边我同意神的说法。
Alright, so, in that instance, he was standing with God. He was not making the judgment. God was making the judgment.
在那一刻呢并不是保罗在做出定罪是神已经给那个人定了罪所以呢神已经饶恕他了保罗是站在神那一边的。
Now, if I were to go out tomorrow and I had a red shirt on and you thought I should have a green shirt on.
如果明天呢我出门我穿了一件红色的 T 恤红色的衬衣然后你认为我应该穿一个绿色的衬衣。
If you had a green shirt on, and, I thought you should have a red shirt, because I had a red shirt.
如果你穿了一件绿色的衬衣呢我穿了一件红色的我就说你错了 你应该穿一件红色的因为我穿的是红色的。
So I could say, you know, you're very wrong. You have a green shirt instead of a red shirt.
所以呢我就说呢你错了你完全错了你应该穿一件红色的而不是穿一件绿色。
And you would say, Harold, it's not your job to judge what color of a shirt I have.
你就会跟他说呢你说 Harold, 这个跟你没有任何关系因为如果我穿什么颜色的衬衣不关你的事儿。
So when God hasn't given us the answer, we are not to judge.
当神没有给我们答案的时候，我们就不应该论断人。
But when God has given us the answer, we stand with God.
当神已经给了我们答案的时候呢，我们就站在神一边。
So that's a very long answer.To a short question.
这个是一个长的答案的一个短的问题而已。
Understand. Thank you, Harold.
All right. Any other comments? These are just amazing verses.
I have a question.
Yeah.
所以还有其他的问题吗？这是。
我有个问题啊。如果法律和神的意见相冲突。但是呢我们基督徒呢又必须尊重法律又必须服从法律我们应不应该对这些不符合神的行为做出不符合神的行为和法律做出我们的批评呢比如说吧同性恋婚姻的问题我们应不应该公开的表达我们批评的意见
嗯，你说那个同性恋是法律是吧
对对同性恋法律规定的是合法的 但是呢，他违背了神的意志，我们应不该批评。
站出来批评法律呢，还是站在神那一边呢？
站在神一边，批评这种法律和也批评这种行为，我们应该不应该作为 Christian？
So his question is, if there's a conflict between the law and the God, so should we stand in the God's side and criticize the law?He just used that, this homosexual relationship in, this is legally in some country. So should Christians stand out and criticize them or obey the law, that kind of law?
There's many, many, gradations or many issues in that simple question.
那实际上呢，在这一个简单的问题呢，实际上有很多那些缝隙啊，还是什么那些问题。
All right. So the first one is homosexuality right or wrong, good or bad?
那问题呢是同性恋呢？它是好的还是坏的，是对的还是错的？
God says it is very, very wrong and it is bad and I must not do it and neither must you.
所以呢，神说呢，那这个同性恋是非常非常错的，我也不应该做，你也不应该做。
So, in that sense, do we stand with the government or do we stand with God? And we say, yes, God is right and homosexuality is wrong.
所以在这个意义上呢，我们是站在神那边呢，还是站在法律那边呢？我们是应当然，我们应该站在神那边，说这个同性恋是错误。
The question is when and how do we speak against it?
所以呢，问题是呢，我们怎样去跟讲这个事儿
？And I'm not sure that there is a simple answer there.
我不太确定在那里有一个简单的答案。
John the Baptist knew that the relationship between the King Herod and his wife was wrong.And he told the king that.
所以呢，那个施洗约翰，他知道那个希律王和他的妻子之间的关系是错误的。
As a result, he died. He was killed. Herod killed him.
他知道那个关系是错误，他指出来了，结果呢，他就死了，他被杀掉了。
And sometimes we have to say to the king, to the government,You are wrong, but we don't necessarily always have to say that.
所以呢，有时候呢，我们必须对国王和政府说你错了，但是我们没有必要一直就这么去说。
Not everybody alive at that time told the king he was wrong.
在那个时期呢，不是所有的活着的人都跑去跟希律王说他错了。
So in particular, Peter and James and John didn't die. John the Baptist died, but the others didn't die.
所以呢，特别的那个彼得呢、约翰呢、还雅各呢，他们没有去说，所以他们没有死。然后你施洗约翰去说他死了。
So Vic, the question is in somewhat.In some instance, it is circumstantial. And I'm not sure precisely what your question, and I'm not sure precisely what the answer would be if I did know your question.
所以呢，他说呢，答案呢，不是说要根据当时的情况，他不是确定呢，他非常理解，完全理解你的问题。他也不是确定的，如果他完全理解了你的问题，他可以给你一个完全的答案。
That hasn't answered your question fully. Do you want more clarification? Do you want to expand the question more?
这个是不是有没有完全回答你的问题？你需要更多的澄清，或者说你要延伸的去讲这个问题吗
？No, no, completely.
It's very, very difficult.
非常非常难的。
And it may ultimately cost some of us our lives too.
所以呢，同样的也会让我们有些人为这样的行为失去生命。
There are some people who say that even that sin could be practiced in the church. And the Bible says, no, that is not right.
所以呢，其实有些人说呢，这个同性恋的罪应该在教会里也是不允许的。答案呢，是说圣经说这是不对的，不能被允许。
We have three more minutes.
我们还有三分钟。
我问一下，那个就是二章十五节，他说在得救的人，不是第十六节，在这等人身上做了死的香气，叫他死。在大等人做了活的香气，叫他活。什么叫他死的香气和叫他活的香气？你能再解释一下吗？我没太明白。
So her question is still in the verse 16. So this verse said, the one we are the smear of death, and to others the fragrancy of life.So, what's the difference between these two fragrances? It's the fragrance of death, fragrance of life. Explain more about that.
Yes. The message that Paul preached was this. It's the same that the message of the Lord Jesus preached. And let me give you a verse.John chapter 3 and verse 36. It says, he who believes has everlasting life. He who does not believe shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. He who believes has everlasting life. That's the fragrance of life. He who does not believe, but rejects the truth of God,The wrath of God abides on him. That's the fragrance of death, the smell of death. The man listens to it. He hears what Paul is saying about Jesus, and he says, if I don't believe it, I will die. I will go to hell. That's the fragrance of death for him. So the message is a message of life to life,Or it's a message of death to death, but both smell strong. Both are good, but one man says, I don't like the smell of that just because it tells me that I'm in real trouble.
所以他讲的呢，就是说他讲的约翰福音三章三十六节讲的就是说那个相信的人有永生，不相信的人呢，他看不到生命，没有生命，生命也不在他里头。神的愤怒就会在他身上，所以他讲的呢这些呢就是说那个信他的人他闻到的呢是这样的一个香气，他就是香气是他让他得永生的，不信的人呢他闻到的同样是一个叫他死的这个香气，这个香气是一样的，所以说这里讲到的呢就是说同样的香气，就是说那些人不信的人拒绝的人呢他们闻到了，闻起来像死亡的味道，他们是闻到了死亡的味道，因为他们不信，他们没有生命。那信道的人呢，他闻到这就是香气。
That's a short question. Carry on, Sharon. Okay. All right, our time has gone, so thank you all again. I guess I'm excited about these studies in 2 Corinthians because there are some very, very good truths to uncover. And the truth that we spent some time on today, 14 to the end of the chapter, that's just wonderful truth. God is with us. God will be with you when you speak about Jesus. Let his message thrill you. Let his message go out. And remember that the angels are cheering you on and God's keeping a video of it so that you can rejoice in it forever.
是他常常读这一章的时候他会感到非常的兴奋实际上呢在这一节经文里我们其实还有很多没有揭示的真理真理有很多很多美妙的真理所以呢保罗说呢他要那么去做他就做带着主耶稣的香气那些天使也会为你欢呼然后神也会把你所做的功记录下来
All right, let's pray.
然后我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the promises that there are in the Bible.
主啊,我们要感谢您,在圣经里有很多的应许。
Lord, you know that they're so good that we find them awfully hard to believe.
主啊,您发现那个太好了,所以我们有时候发现很难去相信。
But Paul believed them, Lord, and lived them, and so could we.
保罗呢,相信这些真理,也活出来了,我们能够活出来吗?
So Lord, help us, we pray, not to be discouraged, help us to be encouraged, and help us to say, Lord, that's the kind of life that I want to lead.
主啊,请帮助我们,帮助我们,不要让我们灰心,让我们要收到鼓舞,让我们自己说, 那是一个我们要活出来的生活。
Lord, may we go everywhere spreading the wonderful gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊,愿我们在每一个地方都传讲主耶稣的福音。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.